Welcome to episode 48. I have a lot to get to, so let's go. The past few weeks have been a whirlwind of climate news, showing us how delicate the balance is between destroying the environment and finding solutions. On the one hand, the news was all about scorching heat waves, greedy corporations, and dwindling resources. But then, there were stories of brave activists, cool new inventions, and a worldwide movement for change. Brace yourself for this climate roller coaster. The Arctic is sizzling. February saw record-breaking warmth, with temperatures soaring 20 degrees Celsius above average. This scary trend could melt permafrost, letting out tons of methane, which makes global warming worse. Permafrost is a solid mass of soil, rocks, and sand fused together by a thick layer of ice. Frozen permafrost prevents organic carbon from decomposing. As the permafrost thaws, microbes start to decompose this material. When this process happens, it releases greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere. Who knows what kind of ancient diseases are in the permafrost? And if it melts, those germs could infect us with an illness we can't cure. Sounds like the plot for a new disaster flick for Hollywood. Big oil companies witnessed a surge in profits while the planet pays the price. The Niger Delta is getting hammered by oil spills, showing how unfairly communities near polluting industries are treated. It seems like oil spills will be a recurring podcast topic. Yet, even in the depths of despair, a ray of hope manages to break through. After all, that's the premise of the podcast. The Yurok tribe in California scored a major victory in February. The Yurok has more than 5,000 members and is the largest tribe in California. By taking the government to court, the tribe managed to successfully halt the logging activities in the redwood forests, which play a vital role in absorbing carbon dioxide. A 15-year-old named Vanessa Nakart organized a climate strike in February with the aim of pushing for education reform. Alongside thousands of students, she urged the Ugandan government to prioritize climate change education in the national curriculum. Vanessa proves how the youth movement is demanding action. Here are three ways AI is helping fight climate change. AI-powered computers are pairing up with drones in Brazil to reforest the hills around the coastal city of Rio de Janeiro. The computers define the targets and number of sods to be dropped. The initiative aims to grow seeds in hard-to-reach areas. A single drone can disperse 180 seed capsules per minute, which is 100 times quicker than using human hands for traditional planting. I bet Johnny Appleseed wishes he had a drone back in the 1800s. AI has been trained to measure changes in icebergs 10,000 times faster than humans can. This helps scientists learn how much meltwater icebergs release into the ocean, a process accelerating as the climate warms the atmosphere. Scientists at the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom say their AI can map large Antarctic icebergs in satellite images in just 1/100th of a second. For scientists, this task is lengthy and time-consuming, and it's hard to identify icebergs amid the white of clouds and sea ice. If you don't believe me, just ask the lookout on the Titanic. And speaking of trees, Space Intelligence, a company based in Edinburgh, Scotland, is using artificial intelligence to map the impact of deforestation. They have mapped more than 1 million acres of land using satellite data. Thank you for tuning in and staying updated on the fight against global warming and pollution. Had you devoted this time to watching your preferred mainstream media outlet, you would not have heard any of the stories I talked about today. If you're a fan of the podcast, subscribe and recommend it to your friends and family. If you want to get in touch, just go to my website at rfwalden.com and shoot me a message. If you're a fan of climate fiction, you can find my books online at Amazon. I almost forgot to mention the last item on my notes. Check out the book, The Tusks of Extinction by Ray Naylor. It's a quick read and very good. Good night, Galileo.